A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony and Val McGinley with us on the line. Good morning to both of you and thanks for joining us again this week.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning, listeners.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, we're going to start with a query, and anyone who's got queries, get them into us now on any of our numbers for Tony and Val. Listener gets in touch, says, we have three children, and they are all young, under seven. I stay at home minding them, but they seem to always be arguing, and I'm totally fed up with this. No matter how much I correct them, it seems to fall on deaf ears. Has anyone, any help of you, any tips on what I can do?
Tony? Well, rearing a family, the one thing I learned is, you know, correction and or punishment in the old-fashioned sense doesn't work. What this is about the difference between, as it were, training animals and training human beings. And, you know, the family has been described many times as a jungle, in which there's jungle law, as it were. Kids will try and get attention, food or whatever. They'll try and climb to the top of the pile. It's in our nature. But what we aim to do is rear children with the higher human nature. And so, you know, the sort of shouting at them or correcting them or punishing them for whatever really doesn't work in the true sense of the word. Yeah. It needs a different sort of input.
And Tony, is that like kind of along the lines, if you're constantly correcting or constantly picking up on mistakes or errors or behaviour you want to change in the child, that's a saying in sports where the manager loses the dressing room, or they're tired of hearing the same voice, so they just switch off. Is there a bit of that going on, do you think?
Absolutely. There is, absolutely. And if it's always correction and sort of punishment or giving out, there's a shutting down, the shutters are pulled down and locked. And, you know, it happens. It happens unconsciously. We don't even know we're doing it. The approach to it really is noticing when they do the right thing and rewarding it, really rewarding it. I don't mean giving them cakes or that sort of stuff, but, you know, make sure that they get, as it were, a slap on the back for doing the right thing, which is consideration, kindness, generosity, etc.
If children were capable of understanding and listening to advice, they'd be able to own a house, get a mortgage and drive a car.
There'd be no problems,
Val. The reason why they can't is because they're children.
Yeah.
And children are an age unto themselves. These three children, I believe, are under 7 years of age. So they're at an age where they're vying, as Tony said, for attention. And they're children. So my advice to this parent is, and to all parents, is walk away when they're arguing.
Okay.
Yeah, just now I know that I had a play school, a Montessori school, and I put the knives and things up high where the children couldn't get them.
Yes.
And I would recommend that. I would recommend that medicines be put up high. I was reading recently that there was 100,000 cases of accidents on trampolines in the United States last year alone. And okay, that pediatrician, age of six, don't go on a trampoline because their bones are not formed well enough. So there's a whole age of childhood when things are very, very different. So my advice is walk away. Don't compare one child to the other child. Don't say, like, why can't you be like your brother or your sister who listens and, you know, puts her clothes away or whatever. Don't compare. Walk away. If you have to sound off to your partner or to someone else with their permission.
Okay, and that's what you need to do. And what about the point, I suppose, Tony was making there of, you know, rather than correcting every single thing that's done wrong, rewarding things when they're done right? Is that a good way to go, do you think?
Yeah, I think Tony's right about that. Reward things that are done right. Privately, I wouldn't say it to one child in front of the other children, but when the child is on their own with me, I would say something like, I noticed you helped your sister up. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, and goes along that sort of a way. Tony, look, on that front, does a parent need to realise as well that they won't get everything right, that it can be exhausting managing three,
absolutely,
especially
it
under
is.
Seven?
Parenthood is absolutely exhausting. End of story. Yeah. And once you recognise that, look, it's only a few years. Another 2 or 3 years, they'll be out of that phase. And, I think very often people are not prepared for parenthood. They just don't know what they're facing.
And on that basis, I think if there's something like reading that helps me, for goodness sakes, read. You know, like just take your breaks, lads.
And a listener gets in touch, Val, says, that lady should watch Nanny 911 for great tips on how to manage children. Well, I suppose that goes to what you're talking about, Val. If you can read a book or get advice from whatever, then take it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. As Tony said, parenting is very, very hard. And now that I'm out of parenting, I realise how hard it was. But as Tony said, the days are very short. No, the days are very long, but the years are very short.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Another listener says, any suggestion for a good book and advice for a couple who are parents on the process of separating? Says the listener. Well, that's its own story. And look, if there's anyone else out there, I hadn't even thought of books out there that would advise people on how to separate. We do have one suggestion, the One Family organisation. One Family, they're an organisation that would work in this area in particular and help people. There's a number of different books. It's onefamily.ie. They have a book list on that website. Dinosaurs Divorce, it's a children's book that only shares with what kinds of feelings a child may experience if their parents divorce. Mom and Dad Glue, Two Homes, Man's Work, Mom and Dad Split Up. There's lots of helpful advice for children and for families. So onefamily.ie, there is a book list there with resources in terms of separation. So maybe more aimed at children, I suppose, but we will check for adults who are separating, for books on adults who are separating. And if anyone out there has got any suggestions to help our listeners out, then do get in touch. Another listener gets in touch with us on our first query and says, I think that parent needs to make a plan with her kids, play games and give them some attention. Is that part of the issue here, Tony? Is an element of it, as you mentioned, vying for things or vying in the jungle that it can be in a family for attention?
Yeah, basically, we're still, as it were, primitive, like when we were in caves and so on. And there is a natural instinct. I mean, look at the world at the moment. You know, there is a natural instinct to crawl to the top of the pile. And that has to be corrected. But if you correct it by going in, shouting or slapping or whatever might happen, it only creates an opposite effect. So it's action reaction. If you go in and act, you'll get a reaction from the child. And so the way to do it is more or less trying to focus when they are doing the right thing. That is the single best way of doing it. Now, there will be times when you have to correct the child and send it to its room or whatever, you know, but the general day-by-day learning comes from experiencing good feelings when you do the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. I have a friend who lives in Sydney, Australia, and I was visiting them once in their house, and they live with their daughter.
Yeah.
And the daughter had a daughter, so like the grandchild, and I heard her say to the daughter, the young child who was about 5 years of age, use your patience. And I was very impressed by that, as distinct from be patient. Use your patience presupposes that the child has patience, which they do, and use it. And like, I was blown away by that wording alone. Use your courage. Use your compassion, you know, as a thing from be compassionate.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is a fair point as well in relation to how to deal with it. Look, we're getting more advice in here on you know, parents, books for parents who are separating aimed at adults. There is a website called parents.com. If you click onto that, there is, and we'll put this up on the social media, 7 co-parenting books to take the stress out of life post-divorce. And that is Parenting Apart is one of the books there. Christina McGee is the author, Parenting Apart, and Healthy Children of Divorce and 10 Simple Steps. That's another one that comes in from Shannon Reyes-Paulson, and they're academics who come up with these books. So we'll put that up online. And thanks a million, listener, for getting in touch with us. Fair dues to that listener getting in touch, seeing other parents are dealing with the prospect of separation in a very mature way with their children's best interest at the heart of it all. That's a comment in from our listener. And that's, look, that's another side of it, guys. When it comes to, I suppose, the issue of parenting, when you're together and you're parenting, but when you're separating, it you'll need all the skills.
It's very different,
yeah. You need all the skills.
And like listening to the comments, etc., I have one a bit of recommendation is you support both people if it's in your remit to support both of them. If it's in your remit to support only one, for goodness sakes, don't say like, how on earth could you separate?
Yeah.
Be supportive, because that's what they need.
Yeah, yeah, that is 100% what they need. It's a fair point as well, Tony, in relation to that.
Absolutely. I mean, breaking up a relationship is a huge emotional impact on a person's life. And, you know, if those around that family recognize that, they can then be more helpful.
Yeah, they certainly can. And there's another recommendation for listeners that Barnardo's is a good organisation to go to. They have a whole section and a programme that deals with helping your children cope with separation and divorce. More information from Barnardo's.ie. Click on the resources link there and it'll get you into that section for that, to help people get in touch with us. Okay, and that's another issue with regards to that. Another advice from our listeners out there in trying to get people in and trying to work their way through what can be a difficult thing. And look, I suppose the point, Val, is the parenting doesn't stop when you're separated. When you separate,
no,
you still have to raise the children.
It might not be as important as kind of surviving.
Yes. Okay.
You know, like if I'm separating as an individual, like I might kind of think like, for a little while, the kids have to go on the back burner, as it were, even though children can never go on the back burner. But, like, if I have to survive, what is it I need to do to survive? And, like, if it's crosswords or books, whatever, use them. Advice, like these websites, you know, like whatever they are.
The resources,
are,
the Barnardo's and oneparent.ie and Barnardo's and other things like that. That's the way to go with it.
Go on them.
Yeah.
And like if somebody isn't supporting you, say it, I need your support at the moment. Please don't make comments like that. I need your positive support.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe take the judgment out of it for the time being, or completely altogether. Okay, guys, we're out of time, but thanks so much for talking to us on the programme this morning and dealing with other queries. Lots out of it. If you have a view you want to get to, or a question you want to ask Tony and Val, get them into us now for next week and we'll pass them on. In the meantime, you can email the more detailed ones to Kerry today at Radio Kerry, or write into us at Care of Tony and Val, Radio Kerry, Main Street in Tralee.